弟兄姊妹们早晨好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
请我们大家一起翻开圣经，我们来读一次的圣经。
Let's turn to the Bible at one passage we're going to read.
我们在启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
第一节到第七节。
Chapter verse 1 through verse 7.
启示录的第二章第一节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 1。
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说。
To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands says this.
我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
I know your deeds and your toils and your perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men, and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false.
你也能忍耐，成为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
And you have a perseverance and have endured for my name's sake and have not grown weary.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
But I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Therefore remember from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the deeds you did at first, or else I'm coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place, unless you repent.
然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼哥拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。
Yet this you do have, that you hate the deeds of Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听，得胜的我也必将生命神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
He who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of the life, which is in the paradise of God.
好了，我们再低头有点祷告。
Let's bow and have a prayer.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢赞美你。
Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
因着你的爱和恩典，再次把你的儿女我们一同召聚在你的宝座前。
Because of your grace and love that you call us upon before you.
我们求你借着你儿子的宝血来接近凡来到你面前的每一个人。
May the blood of your son cleanse all those who come before you.
使我们和你之间毫无间隔。
So that there's no gap between the fellowship between you and us.
我们要把我们的心中的感谢赞美归给你和为我们成就救赎的救主耶稣基督。
So we'd like to give all thanksgiving and praise to you and the one who saved us, our Lord Jesus Christ.
求你赐下你的圣灵带领我们在这里一同的来在灵和真理里面来敬拜你。
May you send us your spirit so that we can worship you in spirit and truth.
也借着圣灵来开启我们每个人心中的眼睛。
And through the Holy Spirit, may you open the eyes of our hearts.
让我们能够明白你的话语。
So that we can understand your word.
可以照着去行。
And so we can practice what have been taught.
这样祷告乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，最近啊，我们星期五晚上的查经啊，我们查到刚刚查完启示录的七个教会。
So and
你心目中的教会是什么样子
？So what kind of a church that pleases God？
为此，神给以弗所教会的恩典是非常大的。
That's why God gave many grace, much grace to.The church at Ephesus.
使徒时代啊，很多神忠心的仆人，像亚波罗、像提摩太、 亚基拉、百居拉都在那里啊，服侍过他们。
So during the apostolic period, we know that Apostle Paul and Peter, John and Aquila and Priscilla all serve at the church of Ephesus.
那么最重要的当然就是使徒保罗和使徒约翰在以弗所的服侍。
And most importantly, the most important service are done by Apostle Paul and Apostle John.
啊，我们知道保罗在十二年的布道里面走了很多的地方，旅行布道。
We know Paul traveled a lot to preach the gospel during 12 years of his service.
但是呢，前后有三年的时间，四分之一的时间是住在以弗所的。
But for 3 years among his 12 years of service, he spent in Ephesus.
他在以弗所的时候昼夜不停的啊，在那里为众圣以弗所的圣徒祷告。
So
while
he was at Ephesus, he prayed day and night, and he served them day and night. He actually prayed with the tears for them.
保罗说：“我凡与你们有益的，我没有一样避讳不告诉你们。”
He says, "I never hold back anything that is benefit to you."
后来神又借着保罗写了《以弗所》这本书。
And through Paul, through God, Paul wrote this book of Ephesians.
我们都知道《以弗所书》是圣经里边最高的启示。
We know that in Ephesians, God revealed the highest level of revelation to us.
因为他揭开了神隐藏在万事以前隐藏在神里面的奥秘。
Because in that book, God revealed what is had been hidden for generations, the eternal mystery of God.
也就是说，啊，基督和教会乃是神永远的旨意。
That is the Christ and Church is eternal purpose of God.
那么神在宇宙中，在时间里面，他所有工作的中心都是在教会。
So centerpiece of God's work actually focus on His church.
那么保罗殉道以后呢？
So after Paul was martyred,
那么使徒约翰又来到了以弗所。
Apostle John came to Ephesus.
除了中间有一段时间他被流放到拔摩海岛以外，
only at the break of the time that he was exiled to the Patmos,
他是终其一生尽心竭力的在以弗所服侍他们。
He spent all his rest of his life serve at Ephesus.
并且在以弗所他写下了圣经的最后的四卷书。
And during his stay at Ephesus, he wrote the last four books in the Bible.
就是启示录、约翰一书、二书和三书。
That is Revelations and 1 John, 2 John, 3 John.
啊，可以想象以弗所教会对真理应该有非常清楚的认识。
So we can imagine that the Ephesians were very knowledgeable in terms of knowing the truth.
主的话就印证了这一点。
And Lord also testified to this point.
主说，我知道你的行为，你为我的名劳苦。
So Lord says, I know your deeds and your toils.
你不容忍恶人试验出真假的使徒来，假使徒。
And you cannot tolerate evil men, and you put to test those who call themselves apostles, but they are not.
而且恨恶尼哥拉一党人的教
导。And you hate the teaching. You hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
以弗所教会在持守真道上、啊、得到了主充分的肯定。
So in terms of holding on to the truth, the Lord actually praised them.
然而有一件事，主说我要责备你。
But Lord says here, but I have this against you.
就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
That you have left your first love.
啊，一个对真理有如此清楚认识的教会，怎么会没有爱心呢？
So we wonder why such a church with such knowledge does not possess first love.
啊，我们的问题就是，难道真理和爱是可以分开的吗？
So we ask ourselves, can the truth and love be separated?
啊，确实对于神而言啊，是不能分开，是不会分开的。
Of course, to God, the two are one.
我们都知道十字架就是神的圣洁公义，神的公义代表真理的面，有罪就是罪，有罪就要死嘛。神的公义、圣洁和神的爱的完美结合。
We know the cross is a perfect union of God's holiness and the righteousness that He had to punish the sins. But on the other hand, cross also tells us about the love of God. So that's a perfect union place of these two things.
但是对于人而言, 啊, 这两者其实是不太容易能够平衡的。
But for man, we can hardly balance between these two truths.
啊, 约翰在以弗所书写下的约翰二书三书,
we know John wrote the second John and third John.
就是要告诉他们怎么样来平衡真理和爱。
So in these two books, he tells how to balance between the truth and the love.
有的人哈，书中想告诉我们，有的人你是要在爱中接纳的。
Some people, he said, we have to accept them in love.
但是有的人呢，你要在真理，用真理去抵挡他们，阻挡他们在门外。
But some others, we have to resist them and keep them out of the church.
以弗所教会虽然持守了主的道，真理的道。
So Ephesians, though they kept the truth,
但是离弃了起初的爱,
but they disowned the first love.
这对于我们今天的伊斯林教会来说，确实是一个警戒。
So it is warning to the Eastern Christian Assembly.
因为我们的的确确有那么一点像以弗所教会。
Because in certain regard, we are like Ephesians.
我们都知道末世的教会呢, 绝大多数都像老底家教会。
We know at the end time, most churches were like a church at the Laodicea.
老底家教会的特征就是不冷不热。
We know that in the characteristic of a church at the Laodicea, they are neither cold nor hot.
然后呢, 就是我们要投票来决定教会, 各样的事情。
And people decide the church affairs through the vote.
然后教会呢确实很富有, 啊, 不管是金钱上还是神学知识上, 啊, 一样都不缺。
So also church at the Laodicea was very rich, and they're very rich in knowledges as well.
神学知识啊,
and knowledge theologies as well.
而我们不是这样的。
But we are not like them.
我们从来不投票决定教会的事情。
We never vote for any to decide any matters in the church.
我们好不容易, 啊, 买了一块地, 现在却没有钱, 啊, 盖那个会所。
We finally barely have enough money to buy the land, but we didn't have money to build it up.
我们希望五年以后能够建成。
We hope that by God's grace we can build a new church building at there in 5 years.
我们非常注重, 啊, 圣经, 啊, 的真理, 啊, 神的话。
We are very focused on the truth of God's word.
记得我15年前刚刚来到伊斯林。
I remember that 15 years ago I came to New Zealand first time.
晚上, 啊, 星期五晚上第一次来参加查经。
First time I came to joined the Bible study at on Friday.
我讲教这样的真理的弟兄姊妹对圣经非常熟悉。
I realized that our sisters at Iceland were very, very versed in Bible knowledge.
我简直跟不上他们，因为他们引用这圣经那圣经，我简直就是云里雾里，就跟不上他们的那个节奏。
I felt I was short of their knowledge of the Bible, when they turn to here and there, I would not be able to catch up.
要知道我在搬来之前，我是在别的地方做团契主席，是带查经的。
Knowing the fact that I was actually the chairman of a Bible study at another church I came from.
前几年流行一本书叫做《标杆人生》。
A couple of years ago, there was a very popular book called The Purpose-Driven Life.
啊, 在主流教会里面引起了轰动。
So it stirred up a lot of things at mainstream denominations.
作者在书中这样写道, 一开始的时候,
and in the book, in the very beginning preface of that book, the author said this.
他说这个世代的基督徒, 啊, 几乎都不明白神的旨意是什么。
He says modern Christians do not know the purpose of God.
作者呢，在基督教的属灵书籍和那个神学的著作里面翻了个遍，也找不到关于神旨意的描述。
And this author went through many books published couldn't find a single phrase, the purpose and the word of God.
所以他的书中就说, 我写下这本书是前无古人的。
So he says, this book actually there's no precedence.
我的确认认真真的把这本书看完了。
So I actually read through this book very carefully.
心里非常悲叹。
But I had this sigh in my heart. Because in that book, it touched very lightly on the purpose of God. But the church like Israel, our church,
神永远的旨意啊,
so we share about eternal purpose of God for many decades.
虽然如此, 啊, 我们 和以弗所教会一样,
but the like a church at Ephesus,
好像缺了点什么,
it seems we're missing something.
激情, 起初的爱, 是不是?
So we're actually missing the passion and the first love.
我们不是不冷不热,
we're not neither cold nor hot.
我们是有一点冷,
we're actually on the cold side.
所以我想下面我想从两个方面来看,
so I'd like to share in these two aspects.
第一就是起初的爱是什么?
First is that what is the first love?
是怎么样丢失的?
How we lost it?
这第一点,
so that's the first point.
第二点呢, 如何找回起初的爱, 如何维持起初的爱?
So second point is how to recover the first love and how to maintain in first love.
好吧, 我们先来读一处的圣经, 在路加福音第七章,
let's turn to Luke chapter 7,
第七章36节到47节,
it's from verse 36 to 47.
路加福音第七章36节,
Luke chapter 7 verse 36.
有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭, 耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。
Now one of the Pharisees was requesting him to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house, reclined at the table.
那城里有一个女人, 是个罪人, 知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席, 就拿着盛香膏的玉瓶。
And there was a woman in the city who was a sinner, and when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume.
站在耶稣背后挨着他的脚哭, 眼泪湿了耶稣的脚, 就用自己的头发擦干, 又用嘴连连亲他的脚, 把香膏抹上。
And standing behind him at his feet weeping, he began to wipe his feet with her tears and kept wiping them with the hairs of her head and kissing his feet and anointing them with the perfume.
请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事,心里说,这人若是先知,必知道摸他的是谁,是个怎样的女人,乃是个罪人。
Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of person the woman is who is touching him, that she is a sinner.
耶稣对他说, 西门, 我有一句话要对你说。 西门说, 夫子, 请说。
And Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he replied, say it, teacher.
耶稣说, 一个债主, 有两个人欠他的债, 一个欠50两银子, 一个欠5两银子。
A moneylender had two debtors, one owed 500 denarii, and the other 50.
因为他们无力偿还, 债主就开免了他们两个人的债, 这两个人哪一个更爱他呢?
When they were unable to repay, he graciously forgave them both. So which of them will love him more?
西门回答说, 我想是那一个恩免多的人, 耶稣说你断得不错。
Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more, and he said to him, you have judged correctly.
于是转过来向着那女人, 便对西门说, 你看见这女人吗? 我进到 我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚。这个女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。
Turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I enter your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she had wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair."
你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。
You gave me no kiss, but she, since the time she came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet.
你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。
You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with perfume.
所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多，但那赦免少的，她的爱就少。
For this reason, I say to you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven, for she loved more. But he who is forgiven little loves little.
二十多年前，我们在美国认识一个中国人。
20 years ago, I met a person from China.
We, family, 在美国。
Yeah, we met a person from China.
这个人，这个是个女的哈，
她长得 lady.
她长得非常漂亮，但是对福音一点兴趣都没有。
She looked very beautiful, but she had no interest in gospel.
最近突然信主了。二十年以后
，out of sudden recently she became believer.
先是在微信里面不好意思的暗示大家她信主了。
Originally she indicated her belief in the blog
WeChat.
WeChat.
对，因为微信里边，我们那个群里边很多都是不信耶稣的。
In WeChat blogging tool that.All those people who are familiar with each other, they gather together.
后来她实在是压抑不住里边的情感。
But in the end, she could not suppress the feeling that she had. So,
她就把她自己信主的见证，然后又把她家人信主的见证，一个一个的 post 在那个贴在那个网那个微信上。
So she started to in detail describe how she came to.Faith and her families as well.
也管不了那么多了哈。
Because she couldn't suppress it anymore.
起初的爱是什么？
So what is the first love?
很简单，就是我们初次遇见耶稣的时候。
So it's very simple. That is that when we first met the Lord.
我们那个压抑不住的那个喜乐也好，激情也好。
That joy that we felt in our heart that cannot be suppressed.
很难分清楚是 filio 就是那个从人来的爱，还是 agape 从神来的爱。
So we could hardly tell whether it is filio that is emotional or it is from God the agape.
对于从来没有遇见耶稣的福音朋友在座的，或者说甚至有的基督徒可能从来没有真正遇见过主的人。
So for those gospel friends who never met Lord Jesus, or those Christians who even never met Lord Jesus,
想一想当初你刚有了心上的人。
To imagine that when you came to know your love,
是不是一天到晚心里面都是满满的都是对方？
So the love of your heart, didn't you always get satisfied or get filled with that person's image.
差不多就是那样一种感觉，起初的爱。
So the first love is like that. It feels like that.
我还有一位同学，他在曾经在普林斯顿读那个数学。
So I have a friend of mine who studied in Princeton once.
非常理性的人，对不对？
So he is very intellectual.
但他刚信主的时候
，But when he first became believer，
他对奇异恩典这个诗歌是百唱不厌。
He was very fond of singing the Amazing Grace， and she can sing 100 times without any regret。
那个时候我们每次聚会，他都要点这首诗歌。
So whenever we gathered， he always brought up this hymn。
而且是边唱边流泪。
And he always sang with the tears.
这种喜乐的强烈的程度会因人而异。
We know that the level, the degrees of joy depends on individuals.
但是多少都有些情不自禁，没法用理性去压抑的。
But this love cannot be suppressed with your intelligence.
我们知道刚才念的这个圣经里面的那位女子。
So we just read this story about this woman.
她自己来到耶稣的背后，然后挨着耶稣的脚哭。
So she stood behind the Lord Jesus, and she was at her at his feet and weeping.
你知道眼泪把耶稣的脚打湿了，她用头发去擦干。
So her tears actually washed Lord Jesus' feet, and she used her hairs to wipe it up.
还用嘴去亲，然后又抹上香膏。
And she also kissed his feet with the anointing.
如果你在场，你会怎么想？
So if you're at the scene, what do you think?
她全然不顾周围的一切。
She was totally besides herself and ignorance of what happens around her.
主说，罪赦免多的，那么他的爱就多；赦免少的，爱就少。
Lord Jesus says, "He who was forgiven more, loved more. He who was forgiven less, will love less."
这个女子啊，可能很有可能是个妓女。
So most likely, this woman was prostitute.
那么这种起初的爱啊，带着强烈的感情。 往往很快就减弱，甚至消失了。
So such love starts with a very strong emotion, but later it will fade away.
我记得我刚刚信主的第二天。
I remember that the second day when I became a believer.
我就到化学系去，到处见到人我就跟他们讲，我信耶稣了。
So I went to a chemistry department, and I shared with them, whoever I met that day, telling them that I believe in Jesus.
我的导师他是个白人。
And my teacher, who was a white.
我告诉他我信耶稣了。
I told him that I believe in the Lord Jesus.
他冷静地微笑地看着我。
He just smiled at me calmly.
他说过一段时间你就正常了。
He said, in a very short period, you will be normal again.
为什么会这样?
Why?
很简单。
It's very simple.
第一，因为强烈的情感，往往都是不能持久。
Because we cannot sustain the strong emotion for long.
这是我们人的天性。
Because this is our part of our nature.
旧约以色列人出埃及过红海。
So we know in the Old Testament that the Jews passed through the Red Sea.
Israelites. 当他们亲眼看见神把追杀他们的埃及军队淹死在红海里面。
When they saw with their own eyes that God buried all the troops of Egypt who following them in the Red Sea.
他们刚刚在之前追杀的时候，他们很害怕的，是不是？
So they were much afraid when they were chased by this Egypt chariot.
所以他们实在压抑不住里面的喜乐兴奋，就在岸边上就一起来跳舞，载歌载舞的赞美神。
So they couldn't hold down the emotion anymore, the joy that they have. So they are dancing and they're singing praises at the shore.
但是转眼不到一个月的时间。
But less than a month,
他们就后悔离开埃及了。
They regretted that they left Egypt.
地上第一个教会耶路撒冷教会。
The first church at on earth, that is Jerusalem.
五旬节那天诞生在耶路撒冷。
On the Pentecost, the church was born.
你知道成千上万的人信主。
Those who believe in the Lord in thousands and hundreds.
Yeah. 赞美的声音充满了圣殿，充满了整个耶路撒冷城。
So the praises were filled the temple and filled the whole city of Jerusalem.
但是不到一年的时间。
But within a year,
斯提凡殉道,
the Stephen was martyred.
门徒就四散了,
and all the disciples scattered.
从此耶路撒冷教会就衰落了。
And from that point on, the church at Jerusalem went downhill.
我们今天这个时代,
In today's era,
虽然逼迫 外在的逼迫少了，
even though we don't have a much persecution from outside,
但是要维持对主的那个热烈的爱非常困难。
It is very difficult to maintain this strong passion with our Lord.
因为太多的事情分散我们的时间。
Because so many things distract our time.
太多的东西吸引我们的注意。
And so many things that divide our attention.
想想看，如果我们今天稍微有点时间，我们会做什么？
So just imagine that today, if you have some time at your hand, what you gonna do?
Yeah, 我们首先就把这个拿出来，是不是？
The first thing we'll do is that to bring out our smartphone.
对，你有啊。
So you also have.
我上来之前，我专门注意，我一定要把这个拿住，都忘了。
So because I step on the platform, I make sure that I have a smartphone in my pocket.
我并没有告诉他，你看他随身带着。
So even I didn't tell him, our brother also carry one with him.
有人说手机在手哈，天长地久。
Someone says with a smartphone at hand that we can live eternally.
如果机不在手呢，灵魂都没有了。
So without smartphone, we feel lost in our soul.
啊，这是第一个原因，强烈的爱啊，是不能够维持很久的。
So its first point is that, the strong emotion cannot last long.
第二个原因。
The second point.
我们的起初的爱转移了目标。
That we divert of the passion or the first love to other things.
尤其是那些对神起初的爱有很多经历的人。
Especially those who have much experience in first love.
慢慢的，我们就开始转移成爱慕什么？爱慕主的话，爱慕主的工作。
So gradually we love God's word more than God, the Lord, and love God's works more than the Lord.
随着生命的成熟啊，我们对真理、对圣经的知识的累积。
So the as we mature, we accumulate many much knowledge.
我们就能够分清什么是 philia, 什么是 agape.
So we're able to distinguish what is philia.
我们也变得
and all the agape.
我们也变得谨慎自守，不拘言笑。
And we become very serious, and we laugh less.
起初的激情呢？
So the original passion was gone.
起初的激情呢？没了，是不是？
So the first passion, the first love, is gone.
那么没有起初的爱，非常严重嘛？
So it's very serious, losing first love.
主对以弗所这样说。
So Lord said to the Ephesians.
以弗所教会说：“你若不悔改。”行起初所行的事，我就临到你那里。
So the Lord says, if you don't repent, do what you did first, then I'll coming to you.
把你的灯台从原处挪去，灯台挪走是什么意思？
And we'll remove your lampstand out of this place. What does that mean by removing the lampstand?
知道吗？教会就名存实亡了。
That means that church will exist only in name.But reality will be gone.
It will be dead.
Will be dead.
何等严厉的警告！
So this is a very severe warning that the Lord has with us.
下面我们就来看第二点。
So the second main point.
我想第一点我们分享到起初的爱是什么。
So in the first session we shared what is first love.
起初的爱是怎么样失去的。
And how the first love get lost.
下面我们就来看如何找回起初的爱。
So the second aspect I'd like to share is how to restore the first love.
能够维持起初的爱。
And how to sustain in first love.
好，我们来读起初的圣经。
So let's read a few passages in the Bible.
约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 through 3.
约翰福音第十二章第一节。
John chapter 12, verse 1.
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拿撒路从死里复活之处。
Jesus therefore 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead.
有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大事后，拿撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。
So they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving, but Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him.
玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏 抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。
Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
我们再来看哥林多后书第五章。
And then let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
十三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
十三节。
Verse 13.
我们若果癫狂是为神，若果谨守是为你们。
For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are of sound mind, it is for you.
最后来看约翰一书第四章。
Lastly, let's read 1 John chapter 4.
十九节。
Verse 19.
约翰一书四章十九节。
1 John chapter 4 verse 19.
我们爱因为神先爱我们。
We love because he first loved us.
如何找回起初的爱？
So how can we restore the first love?
主耶稣给以弗所教会的答案就是要悔改。
The answer from the Lord Jesus to Ephesus is to repent.
然后呢，要行起初所行的事。
And that they need to do the acts that they first did.
我想唯有圣灵可以照着主的话来引导我们如何去行。
So, I think only Holy Spirit can lead us to do what God required.
今天在这里呢，我想跟着我根据我们伊斯林教会的情况，我自己的领会。
So today I'd like to share with you that that's based on the situation at the Islam and my own understanding.
我想简单分享两点。
So I'd like to share the simply the two points.
第一
，the first，
我们应当像起初那样，像小孩子那样，重新回到神的面前。
So we need to be like a child, like at the beginning, we need to turn to the Lord.
我们当然知道，神希望我们都能够长大成人。
We all know that God has a desire that we can grow maturely.
满有基督长成的身量。
And so that we are at the measure of the stature of the Lord Jesus.
这样我们才能够承受神要给我们的产业。
Only in such way can we inherit what God has for us.
但是
，But
我们容易有一个观念。
We had this. We were very easy to have this perception.
就是属灵生命成长以后
，So after we grow in maturity,
那么我们就不应该像当初那样那样有那样的冲动。
So we should not be as passionate as in the beginning.
因为那是小孩子的行为。
Because those are the acts of a child.
那是从魂里表现出来的。
These are the expression from the soul.
但是保罗曾经说过一句令人费解的话。
But Paul uttered some expression that is very difficult to understand.
就是在这里所说的，我们若果癫狂是为了神，若果谨守是为你们。
He said in 2 Corinthians says, if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are of sound mind, it is for you.
这句话什么意思？
What does that mean by this sentence?
我们都知道谨守就是我们成熟的表现。
We know that sound-mindedness is the mark of maturity.
是为了人。
It is for men.
所以在人的面前我们应当谨慎自守。
So before men, we have to act in a sober-minded manner.
我们能够分辨属灵的真假。
So we can distinguish spiritual truth or false.
但在神的面前呢？
But before God,
我们还需要在神的面前显示出我们是很稳重、很老练的嘛？
Should we also behave like we are very mature?
保罗在这里说，我们如果癫狂是为了神。
He says, if we are beside ourselves, it is for God.
我们知道伯大尼的玛利亚。
We know that Mary at the Bethany.
她用了一斤真拿达的香膏，非常珍贵的香膏来抹主耶稣的头。
She took a pound of very costly the perfume of pure nard. anointed the Lord.
然后用头发去擦到抹在主耶稣的脚上。
And she wiped his feet with her hair.
大家注意到没有？ 她的行为和前面那个刚信主的妓女很相似， 是不是？
Do you see that what she did was very similar to what that the prostitute did to the Lord?
那个是刚刚信主那个妓女。
So that prostitute, we can see that she just came to believe in the Lord.
但这个时候的玛利亚呢？
But Mary at this point of her time, her
知道吗?
life,
这个时候的玛利亚，她对十字架的认识。
So she already progressed in her faith to the point that she understood the meaning of the cross.
远远超过当场在座所有那些看似稳重的人。
Far better, far deeper than all the apostles, all the people in that supper.
包括那十二个使徒在内。
Including these 12 apostles.
她深深知道主即将要死。
Because she knew in her heart that the Lord Jesus was about to die and she was about to be raised up. So she was one who understood the heart of the Lord most.
以色列的王大卫,
the king of Israel, David,
他已经做王九年,八年了,
he was king for 8 years.
七八年了，差不多那个时候。
Around 7 or 8 years. When he received, carried the ark of the Lord into Jerusalem, he danced vehemently before God.
被他的美丽矜持的妻子从窗户里看见了。
But his wife saw it from the window.
当大卫回到家里,
and when David returned home,
他妻子就对他说,
and his wife said to him,
他说, 以色列的王在今天在臣仆的面前, 在婢女的面前, 真是露脸了。
As the king of Israel publicly shamed yourself before people,
就像贱人一样, 在这些人的面前, 无耻的露体。
He says, shamelessly expose yourself.
真是好大的荣耀, 他是在挖苦,
what a glory it was.
知道大卫怎么回答的?
And of course, she said it sarcastically. And then, do you know how David responded?
他回答说, 我是在耶和华面前跳舞。
He says, I was dancing before God.
在他的面前我必更加卑微。
So, I will be more humbled before him.
知道吗? 在将来的天国里面, 所有的人都应该像大卫那样的。
So, in the later in heaven, everyone should be like David.
我们的主耶稣基督,
Our Lord Jesus.
在人的面前他是万主之主, 万王之王。
He was a king of kings, he is a king of kings, a lord of lords before all men.
何等的荣耀, 何等的尊严。
And with such a glory
在父,
and dignity.
在父的面前呢?
But before the Father,
圣经怎么样说的?
So, what does the Bible tell us?
他是父独生, 怀里的独生子, 生长如嫩芽。
It says that Lord Jesus was the only begotten son in his bosom, and he grew up like a tender shoot.
所以我们要回到起初的爱。
So, for us to return to the first love,
就应该像起初那样, 像小孩子那样, 回到神的面前。
So, we should return to the Lord like we first believe and with the first love.
也要这样活在神的面前。
And to live like this before God.
我听人说哈, 我们连长的江守道弟兄100岁了现在。
I heard someone told me that the brother Kong, who now is more than 100 years old.
Yeah, right?
Yes, 101, I think.
当每次祷告来到神的面前, 旁边人都说, 就像小孩子一样。
So whenever he prayed, he sounds like a child before God.
这是第一,
so this is the first point.
我们需要像起初那样, 像小孩子那样, 重新回到神的面前。
So it's like in the beginning, it's like a child, we need to return to the Father.
我们的成熟, 我们的长大成人, 我们是要在人的面前, 表现, 我们见证出来。
So our testimony, our mark of maturity, should be before men.
第二, 我们能爱神, 是因为神先爱我们。
Second point is, We love because Lord loved us first.
我们常常喜欢这样说，我们要让神满足，我们才满足。
We often said that we can be only satisfied when the Lord is satisfied first.
但是对于我们大多数人来说，这个标准实在太高了。
But for most of us, this is a high demand.
我们曾经有一位弟兄在我们的中间。
Once we have a brother among us.
他有一次问我说。
One day he asked me.
我们伊斯林教会和主流教会最大的区别在哪里？
So what is the difference between our Islam and other mainstream churches?
当时我这样回答他。
At the time I replied him as such.
我说我们追求的是让神得到满足。
So what we pursue is to satisfy God.
很多别的地方他们的追求是要满足人，是让人得到满足。
Many other places their first job is to satisfy people's need.
那个弟兄在我们中间虽然很努力了。
So even though that brother worked very hard here.
但最终他离开我们去了一个让人满足的教会。
But in the end, he left us and joined another church who satisfied his need.
弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们还在成长的过程中。
So as we are still maturing.
我们常常落在各样的软弱的里面。
So we often fall into the many weakness.
如果主不先来建立我们。
If Lord does not first build us up.
先来供应我们。
First provide us.
甚至先来满足我们。
To satisfy us first.
我们哪有力量拿什么去满足神。
How can we satisfy God first? So with what to satisfy God?
还记得彼得、约翰几个使徒在提比利亚海边的经历吗？
Do you remember that Peter and other disciples they experienced at the Sea of Tiberias?
知道吗？那个时候他们已经几次看见主耶稣复活的荣耀的主了。
At that time, they already saw a couple of times the glory of the risen Lord.
但是他们还是在软弱里边起不来。
But they're still in their weakness and they couldn't rise up for the Lord.
所以那天晚上他们几个人就去打鱼。
So at that time, that day, several of them went out to fish.
打了一夜啊，没有得到什么。
So they went fishing for whole night, didn't gain much.
早晨啊，天刚刚亮的时候，复活的主就再次向他们显现。
At the dawn, the risen Lord appeared to them again.
你知道主做了什么？
You know what Lord Jesus did?
在岸边亲自为他们预备了早餐。
He prepared the breakfast himself at the shore.
主的爱再一次充满了彼得。
So Lord's love once again filled Peter's heart.
所以彼得复兴了。
So from then on, Peter was revived.
然后主对彼得说什么？
And then what the Lord said to Peter?
主说，牧养我的羊。
Lord said, shepherd my sheep.
知道吗？主的羊大多数都是软弱的。
We know that the Lord's sheep, mostly they are all weak.
所以回到起初的爱，就是要让神让他的爱来再次充满我们，再次充满他的教会。
So, in terms of having this first love, is that ask the Lord to fill us first with His love.
让神满足是一个非常高的标准。
We know that satisfy God, pleasing to Him, is very high standard.
Satisfy God 不是 pleasing 啊 ，pleasing 还是后面。要让神满足是。是个很高的标准。
To satisfy God is very high demand.
圣经记载了几次我们人作为一个团体让神满足的时候。
So Bible we call it a few instances when the Lord was totally satisfied.
在旷野第一次会幕被建立起来的时候。
In the wilderness we see that when the tabernacle was first erected.
然后呢在新约的时候五旬节那天教会第一次在地上诞生的时候。
And also in the New Testament, at the Pentecost, that at the birth of the church.
每一次我们都知道神的旨意往前迈了一大步。
We know every time that God's will was accomplished in a big step forward.
所以神的荣耀就显现出来。
So glory of God revealed at that time.
我们知道神满足了。
And we know that God was satisfied.
那么将来有一天新耶路撒冷要降在地上。
So one day the New Jerusalem will come down from heaven on earth.
神永远的旨意要成就。
And God's eternal purpose will be fulfilled.
知道吗？那个时候，神的荣耀将充满天上、地上、地下。
And we know that at that time, God's glory will fill all heavens and earth.
因为神完全满足了。
Because at that time, God will be totally satisfied.
这当然是教会地上所有神儿女的心愿。
So this is the desire for all born sisters, God's children on earth.
可是今天在地上的教会。
But today, the church at on the earth.
可是启示录的那七个教会。
For the seven churches in Revelation.
哪一个是最满足的？
Which of them actually satisfied God?
是腓立铁菲教会吗？那是最好的教会。
Is it the Philadelphia Church?
那是七个教会中最好的教会。
So the Philadelphia Church is the best among seven.
主说他们只是有略有一点力量而已。
The Lord said they have the little power.
主在他们身上工作还没有完成。
God's work among them hadn't been accomplished yet.
怎么可能满足呢？
How can God be totally satisfied?
但是
but
主大大的喜悦腓立铁菲教会。
But the Lord was very well pleased with the church at the Philadelphia.
Yeah, 主说他要给他们一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
The Lord says, "I'll give you open door, nobody can shut."
要让仇敌在他们的脚前下拜。
And God will make the enemy bow.Before them.
然后普天下都在受试验的时候，要免去腓立铁菲教会的试验。
When tribulation falls upon all the inhabitants on the earth, but the church at Philadelphia will be exempt.
腓立铁菲教会啊，主大大的喜悦他们。
So the Lord was well pleased with the church at Philadelphia.
为什么 腓立铁菲教会和以弗所教会是一样的。
Because church at the Philadelphia.And the church at Ephesus, they are alike.
他们都能遵守主的道，真理的道。
They all held on to the truth of the Lord.
但是腓立铁菲教会有一样。
But Philadelphia church had this one extra thing.
是以弗所教会丢失了的。
Which church at Ephesus lost it.
就是爱，起初的爱。
That's the love, that first love.
所以
That's why,
虽然我们今天不能够让神得到满足
even though today we cannot satisfy God,
我们还达不到那个要求
we haven't been able to fulfill that demand,
但是今天我们却可以让神喜悦我们
but today we can still please God,
我们可以讨主的喜悦
we can let God feel pleased,
只要我们能够回到起初的爱
As long as we turn to the first love.
所以我们需要来到神的面前向我们的主祈求说求他用他的爱再次重新把我们燃烧起来。
So we may come to the Lord ask him to set the fire in our heart.
最后
lastly,
还有个问题
there's another question.
也是最大最重要的问题
It's the most important question.
我们如何维持起初的爱
How can we remain in the first love?
好，曾经在大陆有一个姐姐和弟弟两个人。
So, in the past, in China, there's a sister and a younger brother.
他们是在农村里面。
They live in the village.
姐姐呢，因为是女孩子嘛，爱美，就偷了父母亲的钱去买那个，大概是买一个很漂亮的手绢可以扎头的。
And this older sister, because she desired to be to look beautiful, so she stole parents' money and bought nice thing for her hairs.
那么，当父亲当然就发现了，因为家里还是贫穷嘛。
So and later, her father found out.
就把两个孩子叫在面前。
So he summoned the two children before him.
就拿了一根竹竿，你知道大陆那个竹竿是打人的，对不对
？And used this bamboo stick.
我们知道现在在美国的孩子很有福气哈，大父母亲不敢打你们，不敢公开打。
Right now, American children they are very blessed because parents are not there, were not there, punish them with the corporal punishment.
对呀、啊，在大陆的话，那是你的竹竿打人很痛，那是农村嘛，人家竹竿打人是非常痛的。
In China, in the village, they use a bamboo stick to punish their children.
那父亲就对他们两个说：“谁偷的钱？”
And then the father asked his two children, "Who stole the money?"
当然两个人都不说话。
Of course, they kept silent.
最后父亲说：“如果你们不说，我就两个一起打。”
The father says, "If no one admits, then I'll punish both of you."
就在他要打的时候，弟弟就说：“是我偷的。”
And as he was about to punish them both, and the younger brother says, "Oh, I stole it."
所以父亲说：“你还得了哈、啊？现在这么小就偷钱，就使劲把他打了一顿，全身都是伤。”
So father says, "Oh, you are so young and know how to commit such a crime." So he punished him severely.
这个时候弟弟只有八岁。
At that time, the brother, younger brother was 8 years old.
姐姐是十一岁。
The sister was 11 years old.
那天晚上姐姐在弟弟的面前嚎啕大哭。
At that night, the sister held on to her brother and wept bitterly.
后来他们两个都长大了，姐姐考上了城里边的大学。
Later, they all grew up, and the older sister entered college.
就是 get admission.
Get admission to a college.
那弟弟呢也进高中，也收到高中的录取。
And the younger brother admitted to a high school.
全家人很高兴，但是也很发愁，因为在农村要送两个孩子送大学没钱的。
On the one hand, the whole family were very happy about this, but on the other hand, they are very worried because it takes a lot of money to send the kids to school, especially in the village.
后来到了有一天早上全家起来的时候，弟弟不在了。
One day they woke up in the morning and they couldn't find the younger brother.
弟弟留下一张纸条给家里的人。
And then this younger brother left a note for the family.
他说我要离家，我去打工去了。
He says, "I'm gonna leave and I'm gonna go out to work."
然后让姐姐上大学。
So that my sister can go to college.
Yeah. 那么后来这个弟弟在外面挣了钱，他十五岁哈，十四岁的时候就离家了，就去外面打工去了。
So he was about 15 years old that he went out and work to.
对，然后呢，来把钱寄回来，帮姐姐上大学。
So and then he always mail back the money he earned for sister to go to college.
后来等这个弟弟结婚的时候，姐姐来参加弟弟的婚礼。
And then as his brother was about to get married, and the sister came to the wedding.
还是很穷，因为他们是农村嘛，所以弟弟回到农村娶了一个女孩子，然后结婚。
They are still very poor because they are living in a village, and brother married a girl from that village.
然后有的人就问弟弟说：“你最爱的是谁？”
And someone asked his younger brother, "Who you love most?"
他说：“我最爱的是我姐姐。”
And he says, "I love my sister most."
大家就问他为什么？
And people ask why.
他说，在我很小很小的时候。
And he said, "When I was very young."
刚刚上小学。
And
就四五岁的时候。
I was about to enter the elementary school.
Yeah, 我们姐姐和我一起要去一个小时的地方去上学啊。然后
And we, my sister and I went to the same place. To go to school.
因为走一个多小时了。
And they need to walk an hour.
然后呢，当回来的时候，弟弟就把自己的手套掉了一只。
And on the way back, the brother lost one of the gloves.
然后呢，姐姐非常非常冷，那个地方在北方，姐姐就把自己的手套拿下来给弟弟戴上。
And a sister took off one of her.Glove and give it to her brother.
然后回到家里的时候，姐姐都没法吃饭，因为手冻得非常冷嘛。
And when they returned home, sister's hands were so frozen that she couldn't use for food.
所以弟弟在那个时候就说：“从此以后，我要爱我的姐姐。”
And from that moment on, the brother said to himself that from now on, I want to love my sister.
他所以他 从此以后，他那个时候才四五岁，他就有这样的决心。所以一直到他八岁为姐姐受鞭伤，然后一直出去十五岁出去打工，为了帮姐姐上大学。
So from that point on, even though she was very young, and at eight, when she was 8 years old, she's waiting to take punishment for her, for his sister. And then later, 15 years old, he went out, to earn money for, his sister.
我们的主如此的爱我们。
Our Lord loves us in a similar manner.
他受刑罚，我们可以得平安。
Because his punishment, now we have the peace.
他受鞭伤，我们得医治。
Because scourging on him, that we are healed today.
他亲自为我们啊设立了那个接下来有的波饼聚会。
He established that personally that table during the breaking bread.
他的目的是要让我们不要忘记他对我们的爱。
The purpose that so that we will not forget his love for us.
这个小孩子五岁，他姐姐对他做一件事情，姐姐早就忘了，他就一直记在心上，一直要爱自己。
So this younger brother remembered when he was 5 years old what his sister did to him, and he never forget it.
最近我看了一个研究报告。
So recently, I came upon a research note.
在美国最顶尖的大学里面。
In the best.College in the United States.
有极少数的是最最顶尖的人。
And among these best colleges, very few are at the top.
他们是真的是最顶尖的人。
And they are truly the cream of the crop.
他们都有一个共同的特点。
They all shared one characteristic.
不是聪明。
Not their intelligence.
也不是勤奋。
Not because they are so diligent.
他们共同的特点就是他们对自己所追求的东西还有一种非常执着的持久不那个经久不衰的那个激情和爱。
That the toward the object they're pursuing, they have this unquenchable passion about it.
原来对属世的追求啊，爱和激情是也是最重要的。
See, for the pursuit of earthly matter, the passion is so important.
对于我们这些爱主的人要追求属灵的生命的人。
For those of us who love the Lord, who pursue after this eternal life, spiritual life,
难道不应该出类拔萃吗？
Shouldn't we be also have this passion?
因为主给我们的是源源不断的。
Because we receive the continually the grace from the Lord.
好，我们低头祷告。
So let's have bowed and pray.
我们的主，我们谢谢你。
Our Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你啊，所赐给我们的救赎的大爱。
Thank you for the redeeming love.
巴不得你重新来帮助我们。
May you help us again.
让我们能够像起初的那样活在你的面前。
So that we can live before you like we first believed.
用你的爱来复兴我们每一个人。
With your love, revive every one of us.
使我们可以讨你的喜悦
，so that we can please you，
使你的旨意能够成就在我们的身上
，so that you can fulfill your will on us。
这样祷告乃是奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
And we pray in Jesus' holy precious name. Amen. Amen.